Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
This brings back memories of the COVID years in which we met on Zoom every week.
今天的情况又让我想起了之前的，之前两三年前的这个，我们在网上。
And of course, today I'm going to miss eating lunch with you and shaking your hands in person.
啊，今天我不能和你们一起享受午餐，并和你们握手聊
But
天。
we are thankful that we can meet online to worship together.
但我们很感恩，我们能够在网上聚集来敬拜主。
Now, more than 1,000 evangelical leaders from across the world participated in a survey in 2025.
2025年。来自世界各地的1000多位福音派领袖参与了一项调查。
The survey asked them what the barriers to the gospel are.
调查问他们福音传播的障碍是什么？
What are the greatest challenges to fulfilling the Great Commission?
完成大使命所面临的最大挑战是什么？
Now, when you have that many participants from over 100 countries, obviously you're going to get many different answers.
当有来自100多个国家的这么多参与者时，显然会得到不同的答案。
However, there are two universal responses coming from these leaders from all regions of the world.
然而，在从这些来自世界各地的领袖中，他们的回应里有一些普遍性的回应，有2个答案特别突出。
So, the two top answers that stood out from all the other responses, one of them was the secular attitude among the younger generations.
其中的一个是年轻一代的世俗化态度。
The younger generation are not against faith outright, but at the same time, they also dismiss it as irrelevant.
年轻人并不完全反对信仰，但是他们也认为信仰与自己无关。
Faith is not something that is important in their lives.
信仰在他们的生活中并不是重要的事。
They may even say that they are spiritual, but practicing religion is not a priority for them.
他们甚至可以说自己是属灵的，但是实践信仰并不是他们的优先事项。
Now, the other top answer is the lack of witness of the church.
另一个突出的答案是教会缺乏见证。
Non-believers don't think that Christians are different from others.
非信徒并不觉得基督徒和其他人有什么不同。
And in particular, when Christian leaders have moral failures, the church becomes not credible.
特别是当基督教的领袖出现道德失误的时候，教会的可信度就会受到损害。
And we have all seen many examples of those in the news.
我们在新闻中已经看到很多这样的例子了。
Now, we may defend our faith by pointing out that Christians are human and not perfect.
我们可能会为信仰辩护，说这些基督徒也是人，并不完美。
But that often falls on deaf ears.
但是这些解释往往没有人听。
Now, as Christians, of course, we know that our faith in Jesus Christ is super relevant because it relates to our eternal destiny.
作为基督徒，我们知道我们对主耶稣的信仰特别重要，因为它关乎我们永恒的归宿。
The problem is that there are so many irrelevant things that attract people's attention.
但是问题在于，有太多无关紧要的事情吸引了人们的注意力，
And those irrelevant things get in the way of the truly relevant things.
而这些事情阻挡了真正重要的事情。
Now, people may spend more time researching which brand of rice cooker they should buy or planning their summer vacation than thinking about eternal things.
人们可能花更多的时间研究要买哪个品牌的电饭锅。或者是计划暑假旅行，而不是思考永恒的事情。
It may sound ridiculous, but sadly, it's also true.
这听起来很荒谬，但遗憾的是，事实就是这样。
Now, getting distracted by irrelevant things is not a unique problem of our generation today.
被这些无关紧要的事情分心，并不是我们这个时代特有的问题。
Secularism is not a problem only in the 21st century.
世俗主义也不仅仅是21世纪的问题。
In Jesus' time, people followed Jesus because they wanted to be fed, they wanted to be healed. The woman at the well wanted to get water so that she can drink and never thirst again.
在耶稣的时代，人们跟随耶稣是因为他们想得到食物，想得到医治；在井旁的妇人想得到一种喝了就永远不渴的水。
But Jesus wanted to give them something that is eternal.
但耶稣想赐给他们的是永恒的事物，
He is the living water welling up to eternal life.
他就是永流到永生的活水。
He is the Word of God that exists before the creation of the world.
他就是创世以前就存在的神的话语。
Throughout his ministry, while he often met people's physical needs, Jesus constantly brought people back to a heavenly perspective.
在耶稣的施工中，尽管他常常满足人们的身体需要，但他也不断地把人们带回天上的视角。
So Jesus also addressed the issue of Christian witness head on in Matthew chapter 5.
耶稣也在马太福音的第五章正面回应了基督徒见证的问题。
Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:13 and 14 that we are the salt of the earth and light of the world.
在这几节经文中，耶稣告诉我们，我们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
We are to be influencers to shine before others.
我们要成为影响者，在人们的面前发光。
To bear witness to what is truly relevant in our lives.
用我们的生命来见证真正重要的事。
Our lives should make people recognize that we are followers of Jesus because of our love for one another.
我们的生命应该让人认出我们是耶稣的追随者，因为我们彼此相爱。
They should make people pause and look for the source of that love.
我们的生命也应该让人停下来寻找那个爱背后的源头。
Instead of hatred or indifference, our lives should be filled with compassion and love.
我们的生命不应该充满仇恨或冷漠，而是应该充满怜悯与爱。
And instead of scandals, our lives should represent hope and truth.
不应充满丑闻，而应该充满了盼望与真理。
In Matthew 5:20, Jesus further told his disciples that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音5章20节，耶稣进一步告诉门徒：“你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Now, hypocritical religious leaders are also not a unique problem for our generation.
”虚伪的宗教领袖并不是我们这个时代特有的问题。
Jesus warned his disciples that their righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the religious leaders at that time.
耶稣警告他的门徒，他们的义必须超过当时的宗教领袖及法利赛人和文士。
That warning applies to all of us today.
这个警告同样适用于今天的我们。
If our witness is lacking, we can't blame others when they conclude that Christianity is not credible.
当我们的见证不好的时候，当别人得出基督教不可信这样的结论时，我们没有办法责怪他们。
We can't blame them when they think our faith is irrelevant.
因为他们认为，当我们的信仰与生活无关时，我们也不能责怪他们。
So when we read Matthew 5:20, it is unsettling. It is a command that should make us feel uncomfortable.
所以，当我们读到马太福音5章20节时，我们感到不安，应该是一条让人不舒服的命令。
First, it points out that there are two kinds of righteousness.
首先，他指出有两种的义。
That of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, and a righteousness that Jesus warned his disciples to have.
一种法利赛人和文士的义，另外一种是耶稣希望门徒拥有的义。
And only the second kind would allow them to enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有第二种义才能使人进入天国。
Second, the Pharisees are known to be super diligent in following the law.
其次，法利赛人也是以严格遵守律法而闻名。
And based on the hundreds of commandments in the Old Testament, they added thousands of rules with the interpretation.
他们不但遵守旧约中数百条的诫命，而且根据自己的解释，增加了成千上万的规条。
And they want to make sure that people don't accidentally break these commandments.
他们想确保人们不会不小心违反了律法。
And now we have to surpass that.
现在我们竟然要超过他们。
Does that mean, as Christians, we have to follow even more rules than the Pharisees?
这是不是意味着，作为基督徒，我们要守比法利赛人更多的规条？
And finally, unless we surpass them, we will certainly not enter the kingdom of God. Not maybe, not probably, but certainly not enter the kingdom of God.
最后，如果我们不能超过他们，就断不能进入天国。这里不是可能不会，也不是大概不会，而是肯定不能进入天国。
So what does Jesus mean when he say our righteousness has to surpass that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law?
所以，耶稣说的"我们的义必须胜过法利赛人和文士的义"，到底是什么意思呢？
What are the differences between these two kinds of righteousness?
这两种义是什么？他们有什么不同呢？
Didn't Christianity teach us that righteousness is by grace through faith and not by works?
基督教不是教导我们要因信称义，而不是靠行为吗？
Does this verse go to the other extreme and tell us that we have to do some good, more good works than the Pharisees?
那这节经文是不是又走到另一个极端，告诉我们要比法利赛人做更多，要行更多的善行？
Now, in some English translations of the Bible, it uses the word exceeds instead of surpass.
在一些英文译本中使用了 "exceeds" 超过这个词。
It gives one the impression of larger in quantities and leading one to think that we have to do more.
它让人以为是数量上更多，好像我们要做的更多。
And the Chinese translation 剩余 is better because it does not mean quantity, but more about quality.
那中文的翻译"剩余"这个词用得更好，因为它强调的是质量，而不是数量。
And the NASB version and NIV version translated as far surpasses.
那在新美国标准版和新国际版。这个圣经译本中，把它翻译的是远远超过。
So it is also better because it does not have that quantity connotation anymore.
这些翻译也更合适，因为不再带有数量上的含义。
But ultimately, it comes back to the question, how is our righteousness better than surpasses the righteousness of the Pharisees.
但最终的问题仍然是：我们的义如何胜过法利赛人的义？我们的义又怎么样远远超过法利赛人的义？
So in Matthew 5:13 and 20, the verses that we read this morning, is the teaching in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们今天所诵读的马太福音5章13节到20节的经文，是登山宝训中的一段教导。
The Sermon on the Mount begins in Matthew chapter 5 with the teaching of the eight blessings.
登山宝训是从马太福音的第5章开始，耶稣讲解八福。
And then it continues on from there until chapter 7, where we end with the parable of the wise and foolish builders.
这个讲解一直延续到第7章，是以聪明人与愚拙人盖房子的比喻结束。
And these three chapters contain many, many teachings on many different topics.
这3章包含了许多关于不同主题的教导。
And it ranged from anger, adultery, divorce, vows, revenge, giving, prayer, money, worry, and more.
这里面包括了愤怒、奸淫、离婚、誓言、报复、祷告、金钱、忧虑等等。
And so I won't be going deep into any of these topics today, but I want to bring out some of the patterns that we can see from these topics.
今天我不会深入讨论每一个主题，但是我想指出其中的一些模式。
And from these patterns, we can see the differences between the righteousness of the Pharisees and the righteousness that God desires.
那在这些模式中，我们可以看到法利赛人的义和神所喜悦的义之间的差异。
And today's sermon, I will go through four differences between these two kinds of righteousness.
在今天的信息里，我要讲述这两种义的4个差异。
We have to understand these differences and examine ourselves so that we will not fall into the trap of the Pharisees fell into.
我们要理解这些差异，也要省察自己，免得我们落入法利赛人的所陷入的陷阱。
When we read the Bible, we often feel that the Pharisees were the bad guys.
我们读圣经的时候，常常觉得法利赛人是坏人。
And we, 2,000 years later in American society, are nothing like them.
而我们这些生活在2000年以后的美国社会当中的人，是和他们完全不一样的。
But when we are confident that we are superior, that's when we have to be extra careful that we don't become the 21st century Pharisees.
但是，正是我们有这样的自信。比法利赛人更优越的时候，我们更要警惕，不要成为21世纪的法利赛人。
So we'll be looking first at what is the nature of these righteousness?
所以，我们先来讨论这两种义的第一个区别，就是本质。
And then the second one will be looking at the motivation of to be righteous in the first place.
第二个区别是行义的动机。
And then thirdly, we'll be looking at the standards that we use to measure righteousness.
第三点是我们要用标，我们要衡量义的标准。
Then also, what is the target of that righteousness? Who do you expect to be righteous?
最后我们要说一说对象是什么人，我们要什么人要有要称义。
So the first difference is between of the nature of these two kinds of righteousness.
那第一种差异是在于这两种义的本质。
Right after Jesus talked about these two kinds of righteousness, and until the end of Matthew chapter 5, we see a series of teaching that we are all very familiar with.
在耶稣谈到这两种义之后，一直到马太福音第五章的结束，我们看到一系列熟悉的教导。
And there are six of them, and they follow a very clear pattern.
这里有6段教导，都遵循了同样的模式。
The first one is in Matthew 5, 21 to 22. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment."
马太福音5章21到22节，你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说有凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
And then the second one, right after that, in 5:27 to 28, you have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
第二点是在马太福音5章27到28节，你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
And then third is in Matthew 5, 31 to 32, it has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
第三点，马太福音5章31到32节，又有话说：人若休妻，就当给他休书。只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
And I hope by this point you have seen some of the commonality of these three teachings, and I've been highlighting those. And now let's go on to the fourth one.
我们再看第四点。马太福音5章33到34节。
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven or for it is God's throne.
你们又听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可背誓，所起的誓总要向主谨守。只是我告诉你们，什么誓都不可起。不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位。
Matthew 5:38 to 39, you have heard that it was said, "Eye for eye and tooth for tooth," but I tell you, do not resist an evil person.
马太福音5章38到39节，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。
And then the last one in 43 to 44, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
最后，马太福音5章43到44节，你们听见有话说：“当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。”只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So, what is common among all these teachings in chapter 5?
这些教导的共同点是什么呢？
An obvious pattern is that they all start with these words. You have heard that it was said.
显而易见的模式是，他们在开始都以"你们听见有话
And then it ends with, but I tell you.
”，但是以"但我告诉你们"来结束。
So, for one thing, Jesus is challenging the notion of right and wrong, that was accepted by everyone at that time.
所以在这里，耶稣是在挑战当时人们普遍接受的对是非的理解。
So, what may be universally accepted, what everyone tells you, is not necessarily the truth.
其实人们普遍接受的，人人都告诉你的，并不一定是真理。
But more importantly, another common theme among these six teachings is that the nature of righteousness that God is looking for is about our inner heart attitude.
更重要的是，在这个教导中的一个共同的主题是，神所要求的意义，关注的是内心的态度。
Whereas the nature of the Pharisees' righteousness is about outer regulations.
而法利赛人关注的是外在的规章。
So instead of merely obeying the law of do not murder, Jesus warns us that the inner attitude of hatred and anger would also lead to judgment.
不只是遵守不可杀人的律法，耶稣也警告我们，内心的仇恨和愤怒同样也会带来审判。
Instead of focusing on whether we have committed physical adulterous acts, Jesus tells us that lust in our hearts is adultery.
不只是关注我们身体上是否犯了奸淫，耶稣也告诉我们，心中的情欲就是奸淫。
Instead of thinking that filing divorce paper is good enough to complete a divorce, divorce should be a last resort, and we have to be seriously examining why we are heading towards divorce.
离婚不应该被看作是填完表格就解决了的事情，而是应该是最后作为最后的一个选择。
And instead of only keeping our oaths and it's okay to lie on everything else, what we need is integrity, that every word we utter is true.
不只是守誓言，而其他的时候可以说谎。我们真正需要的是正直，是使我们说的每一句话都是真实的。
And instead of a rule of retaliation, an eye for an eye, the righteousness of God is a heart attitude of humility and mercy.
不只是以眼还眼的报复原则，神的意是一种谦卑和怜悯的心态。
And then instead of loving your neighbors and hating your enemies, God demands love even for our enemies.
不只是爱邻舍恨仇敌，神要求我们的是，甚至要爱我们的仇敌。
The nature of God's righteousness starts from the transformation from the inside.
那神的意的本质是始于我们内心的改变。
It cannot only be a set of actions on the outside.
它不能仅仅是在外在的行为。
It cannot be a whitewashed tomb, looking good on the outside, but full of corruption inside.
它不能像粉饰的坟墓那样，外面好看，可里面却充满了败坏。
Being a good Christian is not about attending church worship services and Sunday school, even though there are good reasons why we should.
作为一个好的基督徒，并不只是要参加主日崇拜和主日学，虽然这些是有它的意义的。
It is about transformation from the inside.
更重要的是内心的改变。
That's the righteousness that Jesus asked for.
这才是耶稣所要求的义。
Not a set of things we do on the outside without a matching heart attitude in the inside.
它并不是外在行为的一套做法，而是必须要有和他匹配的内在的心态。
The second difference between God's righteousness and the righteousness of the Pharisees lies in the motivation.
那第二种，这两种意义的差异是在于动机。
In Matthew 6:1, Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven."
马太福音6章1节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
And then right after that, Jesus follows with a series of examples.
随后，耶稣又举了一系列的例子。
And in Matthew 6:2, it says, "So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full."
马太福音6章2节说：“所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。”
And then in verse 5 it says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full."
在第5节说，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
And then finally, in verse 16, he says, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full."
最后，在第16节说：“你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
To be honored by others, to be seen by others, to show others.
”得人的荣耀，叫人看见，给人看。
So the motivation of these hypocrites is to be praised by others, to win the admiration of others.
所以这些假冒为善人的动机是要得人的称赞，要赢得人的钦佩。
Another common phrase that among these three verses is that they have received the reward in full.
这3节经文还有一个共同点，就是他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
What is their reward?
那他们的赏赐是什么呢？
The praise of others.
是人的称赞。
In the English translations, it says that they have received their reward in full.
英文的翻译说，当你得了完全的赏赐，
So, when you receive a reward in full, that means you will not get anything extra.
这就意味着你不会再得到额外的赏赐了。
Which is what Jesus meant back in verse 1 when he said, "If you do practice your righteousness to be seen by others, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven."
这也正如耶稣在6章1节所说的：“如果是这样，你们去讨人的喜悦，得人的赏赐，那就不能得到你们天父的赏赐了。
So we practice righteousness not to win praise from others.
”所以，我们行义不是为了要得人的赏赐，
Not to earn our ticket to heaven,
也不是要为了赚取进入天堂的门票。
but to please God because of that God's desires.
而是为了要讨神的喜悦，因为这是神的心意，
To imitate God because that's the nature of God.
也是为了要效法神，因为这是神的性情，
To obey God because that's God's commands.
是为了顺服神，因为这是神的命令。
To seek God's kingdom because the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating, drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
是为了寻求神的国，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
What motivates us in our actions and speech today?
是什么来推动我们每天的言行呢？
Is it for other people's praise, for other people's admiration?
是为了得人的称赞、钦佩和认可吗？
Is it to look for their approval?
还是为了让他们认可我们？
Or is it powered by the love of God for men?
还是为了出于神和人的爱，对神和人的爱，
Or is it to love others but not necessarily to please them?
是为了讨人的喜欢，还是为了爱人，但是却不一定要去讨他们的喜欢呢？
The third difference between God's righteousness and the Pharisees' righteousness is the standards that God uses to measure righteousness.
那第三种的差异是在于衡量义的标准。
Jesus picked his words very carefully when he said, "You have heard that it was said."
耶稣在这里非常谨慎的这样说。
He didn't say, "The scripture says." But I tell you,
他没有说圣经说，但我告诉你们。
in fact, all of these things that you have heard that it was said, some of them, like do not murder and do not commit adultery, are indeed from the Ten Commandments and the Moses laws.
事实上，你们听见有话说的这些内容，有些是的确来自十诫或摩西律法，但有些却是对旧约的误解和误用。
But yes, some of them are actually misinterpretations or misapplications of the Old Testament. So, as an example, the Old Testament teaches that we should love our neighbors, but it never teaches us to hate our enemies.
在旧约的教导中。说我们要爱邻舍，但并没有教导我们恨仇敌。
So, when we read the Old Testament, what it actually teaches is that we need to have fairness. And mercy towards even our enemies.
所以实际上，旧约的教导是要强调我们即使对，我们要对仇敌也要公平和怜悯。
And an example is that the Old Testament did talk about an eye for an eye in Exodus 21, but if you read that context, you'll find that the intent is really about fairness and just punishment and not about retaliation.
我们在出埃及记的经文里面有提到以眼还眼，但是在这里他强调的仍然是公平和公正的刑罚，他的目的并不是为了报复。
And then finally, the Old Testament did talk about a certificate of divorce in Deuteronomy 24, but the intent is not to simplify divorce paperwork.
同样在《生命记》里也提到了休书，但它的重点也不是说为了要简化离婚的手续，而是要强调离婚的这个严肃性。
And the intent is really again to emphasize the permanence of divorce. And why we must not be cavalier about it.
所以他是要强调说，我们如果要到离婚的这一个地步我们要慎重。
Jesus also criticized the Pharisees as hypocrites.
那耶稣批评法利赛人是假冒为善的人，
They break the commandments of God for the sake of their own tradition.
他们为了自己的传统违背神的诫命。
They use their own traditions to measure righteousness, but they ignore God's commands.
他们用自己的传统来衡量义，但是却忽略神的命令。
Jesus criticized them as blind. They would tithe, but ignore the more important matters of the law, such as justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
耶稣还称他们为瞎子，虽然他们会十一奉献，但他们却忽略律法中更重要的事情，例如公义、怜悯和信实。
Jesus used the analogy of a person straining out a gnat but swallow a camel.
耶稣也用了这样的一个比喻，你滤出了蚊子，却吞下了骆驼，来说明。
So it's to illustrate that sometimes we can be hyper-focused on some small thing, but instead of the big picture.
它说明，有时候我们会过度的来专注一些细枝末节，却忽略了一些，重点。
In that essence is that important big picture is really the essence of God's commands.
那这个重点即是神诫命的本质。
Jesus said that justice, mercy, and faithfulness are that big picture.
耶稣说，公义、怜悯、信实才是大事。
And man-made tradition are the small little things.
人为的传统是小事。
Paul said something similar in the book of Romans.
保罗在罗马书中也表达了类似的思想。
He told us that unity and loving one another are the big picture.
合一与彼此相爱才是大事。
And disputable matters of what foods, like what foods we should eat and what days are considered sacred, are the little small things.
而要吃什么食物和遵守什么节期等等，这些都是些争议性的小事。
When we go back to the Bible to see what it says are the things that we should care about, picking out the big picture and things from the Bible is probably not that difficult.
当我们回到圣经，要寻找神要看重的大事的时候，抓住这些大原则其实并不困难。
The Bible does not hide important concepts in some obscure passages.
圣经从不会将重要的真理藏在一些晦涩难懂的经文里。
Jesus already summarized for us the greatest commandments for us.
是，耶稣已经为我们总结了最大的诫命。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself.
尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神和爱人如己。
And then on the other hand, it is probably much more difficult to figure out what are the small things that we should let go.
在另一方面，可能分辨哪些是可以放手的小事情，反而要困难得多。
And figuring those out is probably what are the things that we it really is not worth an argument with another person.
从那些小事也是不值得和他人争论的。
If we are honest with ourselves, I think we can all find experiences in our lives that we missed out on God's commands.
所以，如果我们诚实的面对自己，就会发现我们常常忽略了神的命令。
And maybe instead we were too hyper-focused on our own preferences, our own man-made traditions, and our own disputable matters.
相反，我们却过度的关注了自己的偏好、传统和一些争议性的问题。
When we measure righteousness, we need to decide what does God command us?
当我们衡量义的时候，必须要分辨什么是神对我们的命令，而哪些不是。
And what else is really not worth arguing and definitely not worth a fight that destroys one another?
哪些是值得争论，哪些是不值得争论的事情，更绝对不能为了这些事而引发，摧毁彼此的争斗。
The fourth difference between God's righteousness and Pharisees' righteousness is the target of the righteousness.
这两种意义的第四种差异在于意义的对象。
When we look at righteousness, are we looking at ourselves or are we applying that standard only to others?
当我们谈论意义的时候，我们是用标准要求自己，还是只要求别人？
Jesus warned that double standard in Matthew 7:3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eyes?
马太福音7:3说：“为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢
In particular, Jesus pointed out that the Pharisees in this behavior in Matthew 23:2 to 4, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders. But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
在马太福音23:2-4里，耶稣也特别指出了法利赛人的双重标准。文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
Now, with our sinful nature, we all have a tendency to do exactly that.
由于我们的罪性，我们都会这样子做。
When we have disagreements, be it at home or at work or at church, our natural tendency is to find fault in others.
当我们发生分歧的时候，比如在家、工作单位或者教会里，我们的本能是要找出别人的错。
So that we can look like the good guy, and the other side would be looking like the bad guys.
所以这样就显得我们是对的，对方是错的。
So that we can win the argument.
所以我们就能够赢得争论。
Righteousness becomes a weapon we use, but not in a good way.
所以在这里，这个义 被使用的成了负面的一种攻击别人的武器。
Jesus tell us to look at ourselves first, to target that standard of righteousness to ourselves first.
那耶稣告诉我们，我们要用义的标准，首先来要求自己。
And then we will have that clear eyesight to see others' problems.
这样我们才能够更好的去理解他人的想法或者是他们的错误。
When we examine ourselves first, we will have a better appreciation of others' perspectives.
这样的话，我们才能更加的谦卑怜悯。
And then we will be humbler and we also be more compassionate and will be slower to point fingers.
不会那么容易的指责别人。
And we will see the big picture better and less distracted by unimportant things.
我们也才能抓住重点和大局，不被小事分心。
And having gone through these four differences in the two kinds of righteousness, we may now understand what Jesus meant when he said that our righteousness must surpass that of the Pharisees.
当我们理解了这两种义的这四方面的差异以后，才能明白耶稣所说的我们的义必须胜过法利赛人的义的含义。
The righteousness of God desires is first about our inner heart attitude.
神所喜悦的义是首先关乎我们内心的态度，
His aim is to please God,
他的目的是要讨神喜悦，
and is measured by God's standards,
他是以神的标准来衡量。
and is targeting ourselves before we apply those standards to others.
并且是在把这些标准用于别人之前，而先来针对我们自己。
If we are left to our own, can we be sure that we can achieve all of that?
但是如果靠我们自己，我们真的能做到这些吗？
In Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
马太福音5:17说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Jesus has fulfilled the law and the prophets in multiple ways.
”耶稣是以多种的方式成全了律法和先知，
He has fulfilled hundreds of prophecies about the Messiah.
他应验了关于弥赛亚的数百条的预言。
He has fulfilled the ceremonial laws that were a shadow of the sacrifice of the Son of God.
他成全了礼仪律法，预表了神儿子的献祭。
He has fulfilled the moral laws by living a sinless life.
他以他无罪的生命成全了道德律法。
And because of his death, he paid the price of sin for us, and our sin can be forgiven through faith in him.
借着他的死，他为我们的罪付上了代价，而使我们能够因信称义，罪得赦免。
So there is a final difference between the righteousness of the Pharisees and the righteousness of God.
那在法利赛人的义和耶稣的义之间，还有最后的一个根本的区别，
It is the source of that righteousness.
那就是义的来源不同。
Romans 9:30-32 tells us that what then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith, but the people of Israel who pursue the law as the way of righteousness have not attained their goal. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone.
罗马书9:30-32说：“这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是因信而得的义；但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。”
Jesus is the stumbling stone.
耶稣就是那块绊脚石。
Jesus, the Son of God, humbled himself to come to this world and die on the cross for our sins.
耶稣，神的儿子，谦卑自己来到地上，为我们的罪死在石架上。
So that we can be counted as righteous if we believe in him.
所以，我们若信靠他，就能够被称为义。
If we think that surpassing the righteousness of the Pharisees is difficult, the good news is that the gift of righteousness is given freely to those who believe.
如果我们觉得超越法利赛人的义太难了，那么好消息是，义是白白赐给信他的人的。
Now, in the survey that I mentioned in the beginning of the sermon, it identified two top challenges that hinders the spread of the gospel.
在我讲到开始时提到的调查报告中，显示阻碍福音传播的两大挑战是什么？
First is the secularism of the world, an attitude that is indifferent to faith and religion, and faith is irrelevant to morality and our understanding of the world.
第一种是世界的世俗主义，它是一种对信仰和宗教漠不关心的态度，认为信仰和道德无关，也和我们对世界的理解无关。
And the second is that witness of the church, in particular the witness of the leaders, becoming a hindrance to the gospel.
第二点是缺乏见证，特别是教会领袖的见证，有时反而成了福音传播的阻碍。
Jesus addressed these challenges 2,000 years ago.
耶稣在2000年前已经回应了这些挑战。
He told us that we have to be salt and light of the world, and our righteousness has to far surpass that of the Pharisees.
他告诉我们要成为世界的盐和光，我们的义必须远远超过法利赛人的义。
Not by our own efforts and strength, because Jesus himself has become the source of that righteousness.
这并不是靠我们的努力，乃是因为耶稣自己已经成为了这义的源头。
We can claim that righteousness through faith in him from the first day we accept him as our Lord and Savior.
从接受主耶稣作为主和救主的第一天起，我们就可以凭着对他的信心领受这义。
And from that day on, our lives can be transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那从那天起，我们的生命也能够借着圣灵的大能被改变。
To live a righteous life that far surpasses that the righteousness of the Pharisees.
从而能活出超越法利赛人的生命的
A
意。
righteous life that is not just focused on outward behavior, but pair it with inward heart attitude.
这是一种不仅关注外在行为，也重视内心态度的意。
A righteous life that aims to please God and love man, but not aim to win the praise of men.
是一种意在讨神喜悦、爱人如己，而不是为了赢得人的称赞的意。
A righteous life that bases its standards on God's commandments and not on men's regulations.
是一种以神的诫命为标准，而不是以人的规章为标准的意。
And a righteous life that is more concerned about ourselves living up to God's standards and less on others living up to those standards.
也是一种更关注自己是否活出神的标准，而不是更多关注别人是否符合这些标准的意。
Now, when I read the entire survey, I thought there was another top challenge for the spread of the gospel than those two mentioned earlier.
当我在读这个报告的时候，我看到还有另外一个挑战。
The survey had a graph that showed how Christians perceive the priority of the Great Commission.
在这个报告里还有一个图表显示基督徒对大使命的认知。
Now, while Christians leaders recognize the importance of Great Commission, it is really not so among the everyday Christians.
虽然教会的领袖普遍认识到，大使命的重要性，但普通信徒并非如此。
In North America, 73% think it is not important or of low importance.
在北美，有73%的人认为大使命不重要，或者重要性很低。
Only 4% thinks that it is highly important.
只有4%的人认为是非常重要的。
And the remaining 23% thinks it is moderately important.
剩下的23%的人认为是大使命有一定的重要性。
In other words, less than one in four Christians think that the Great Commission is moderately important.
那换言之，就是不到1/4的基督徒才认为大使命，认为大使命是有中等的重要性。
Only one in 25 Christians think that the Great Commission is highly important.
而只有1/25的基督徒才认为大使命是极其重要。
And to drive the point home, We have approximately 100 Christians in MGC, when I meet on a Sunday.
更直观的一点，我们MGC 教会大约有100左右的信徒吧。
If we follow this statistic in MGC, that means there are 23 of us who think that Great Commission is moderate important.
那如果按照这个比例，只有23个人认为大使命是中等的重要，
And only 4 of us think that the Great Commission is highly important.
而只有4个人才认为大使命是极其重要的。
It is a reminder to all of us that we cannot be complacent.
这个报告提醒我们不能安于现状。
That there is an urgency with preaching the gospel.
我们要对传福音有迫切感。
Because we really don't know how much time and how many opportunities we still have with unreached people.
因为我们真不知道还有多少时间、多少的机会能去接触到那些未得之民。
Now, there is good news in the survey too.
那在调查报告里还有一个好消息。
When the people were asked, who has the most trust and impact in sharing the gospel? And one answer topped them all.
当被问到谁是最有影响力、最值得信任的福音见证者的时候，有一个答案遥遥领先，
And that answer is that everyday Christians have the
就是
most
普通的
trust.
基督徒。
And across regions in the world, the respondents said that the ordinary believers are the most trusted voices for the gospel.
那么在调查的这些众多的地区里，受访者都认为普通信徒是福音最值得信赖的声音。
And you and I are those ordinary believers.
而你和我就是这些普通的信徒。
And that's what Jesus says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
正如耶稣所说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
When we live faithfully, God will use us to bring glory to Him and accomplish the Great Commission.
当我们忠心地活出信仰时，神必使用我们，使他得荣耀，并成就大使命。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give thanks.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，向你献上感恩。
We give thanks because our Lord Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us.
我们感谢你，是因为我们的主耶稣为我们死在十架上。
So that we can be counted as righteous, even
所以
though
我们
we are
才能
not.
够称义。
And Lord, at this time, we pray that as we live out our lives on earth,
主，我们祷告，像在我们还在世上活的时候，
we pray that you will use us to bear witness for you,
求你使用我们为你做见证。
so that our righteousness would exceed that of the Pharisees.
所以我们的义才能够胜过法利赛人的义。
Not because of our own effort and tries,
不是因为我们的能力和努力，
and it's because of the Holy Spirit empowering us.
而是因为圣灵赐给我们的能力。
And may your name be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们祈祷告，奉主基督耶稣的圣名，
Amen.
阿门。